You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey! Time to talk Connecticut sports. It's The Feed, Star 99.9.
Springtime here in Connecticut means spring sports starting up for high schools. And every Monday, we talk to Dave Rudin from therudinreport.com. And Dave, baseball in full swing, right?
Yeah, we actually had some sun. We actually had some nice weather. I actually went to a game Saturday that I wasn't even covering. It was 80 degrees out, and I happened to be nearby Staples High School and went over and watched them play Glastonbury. But finally starting to get some games in. The weather's cooperating, and we're starting to get slightly a little bit of a feel for who the best teams are.
Nice. Yeah, that must have been beautiful with the weather on Saturday, just seeing some baseball.
Oh, it was great. I had a feeling I was going to do it. It was kind of nice to a friend met me there. It was kind of fun to watch a game where you weren't covering it.
Right.
So though I ended up Staples won on a ninth inning sacrifice fly, and once I saw that they were going to score a run, I kind of got the phone out and took video and went down and did an interview, so got a little something out of it. But yeah, it was kind of fun just to enjoy a nice day and not have to worry about covering a game as I would if I was working.
Right. So how is it stacking up now with the teams? Who do you think is sort of out front at this point?
Well, the state poll just came out this afternoon, and four teams are in the top 10. And all four separately are going to be in action against each other. As we speak right now, Fairfield Ward is playing Trumbull. They met 2 weeks ago in a non-league game, and Trumbull run-ruled them 10-0 in six innings, which was a really big surprise. But Fairfield Ward has been pounding the ball. Brett Connor, their coach, said this could be the best lineup that he's had, and they've been averaging 11 or 12 runs a game since then. Their pitching is not where they're hitting is, so they're going to play a lot of high-scoring games, but they're playing Trumbull right now. Those are definitely two of the top teams. And then on Wednesday, Staples is hosting Norwalk. Norwalk is undefeated. They're definitely a good team. Strength of schedule maybe is not what some of the other teams have played yet, but they're going to have great pitching. And Staples was the preseason number one, and they're in the top 10 too. And they're going to those four teams right now are shaping up. We'll probably have some other teams emerge sometime soon. But those four right now look like they're going to be the best teams in the league, and all have different strengths and weaknesses. And it's been a lot of fun so far. You have three teams that are pitching heavy, and you have another team that's hitting heavy.
Nice.
And is Fairfield, number one, is Fairfield Ward going to get the pitching they need? And if not, are they going to be able to score a lot of runs to win games? And if they don't get the pitching they need, that could catch up with them in the postseason when you play more games in a short period of time. And you really need to have two good starters, ideally, and even three, which Staples does and Trumbull and Norwalk also do.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty competitive season for high school baseball here in Connecticut. And Dave, how's girls softball looking this season as far as the teams, the players, who's going to be on top of the league?
Well, we're starting to get games where the top pitchers are facing each other. And we've got five or six teams with really good pitchers, and they're the favorites, because if you don't have a good pitcher in softball, you're not going to win a championship. And they're starting to face each other. And Fairfield Ward was in two of the games last week. They lost to St. Joseph 6-0 on Wednesday, and then came back and beat Norwalk 3-1 on Saturday. So, in fact, the word pitcher Emily Dowd was one of my guests on the show and is still posted on the podcast on the Rudin Report. But Katie DiZzolo pitched for St. Joseph, Maddie Collins for Norwalk. Those three teams are going to be up there. And then Darien and New Canaan, which are not teams you necessarily associate with being softball powers. You're used to talking about them with lacrosse in the spring. But they've got Lauren Fico over at New Canaan and Vivian Knott at Darien. And Vivian Knott's a good story that people don't even know how good. I went and wrote about her last week. But she's already throwing in the high 60s, and she's only a sophomore. She's 6 feet tall. And she's not allowed to, you're not allowed to start talking to sophomores yet, but you can invite them to your camps. And she's been invited to camps at Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, North Carolina. She's been invited to 5 camps at schools that are in the top 20 in the country right now. So she, and like I said, she's only a sophomore, so we got a little bit of time with her, but she's going to end up being one of the top softball recruits ever to come out of the FCAC.
Wow, sounds like we got some talented players on the softball side here in Connecticut. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of good pitching in baseball and softball this year, and it's going to be fun. And non-conference play is over, and the teams will start beating each other up now.
Nice. Hopefully the weather starts getting nice now, too, for the rest of the springtime.
Better.
All right, Dave Rudin.
I had enough of standing in the cold rain.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Dave Rudin, therudinreport.com. You can check his stuff out there. And thanks so much, Dave. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword CARE. That's CARE to pound 250.